It's a really cool event. I've been a few times, and it's a lot of fun. Now, the honorary co-chair of the event and the host of what is a really, I think it's always been a really fun little panel discussion, is the one and only Cassie Campbell Pascal, who joins us on the program right now. Hello, Cass. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, and I have to apologize that we're so late.
You're going to hear the school bell ring soon, so I'm just at school pickup, but nonetheless, we make this work, but in about 5 minutes, you're going to hear a big buzzer, so I apologize in advance.
All good. Well, we're the ones who are late, so...
I get to leave when the buzzer goes off, is that right?
Yeah, you get to leave. You get to go home. It's great.
I like that.
You come running out of the door, and sometimes I get a hug, sometimes the backpack just gets thrown at me, and then they play at the park, but it all depends.
Well, we're the ones who are late, so no need for you to apologize. Tell us about the gala tomorrow, the 5th annual Inspire Canada Museum Gala at Canada Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of my favorite events and one of my favorite charities. And, you know, Cheryl Bernard, who's the new head of the Canada Sports Hall of Fame, has just done a tremendous job this year. And my co-chair, Heather Colbert, and we sold the event out about a month ago, which is the first time it's happened. And we've raised about $400,000 over the last 4 years for the hall and for the Women in Sport exhibits. And then this year, most of the money, if not all the money, is going to be going to some of their education programs. So, you know, the Canada Sports Hall of Fame is a pretty inspirational place if you've never been. And I'm not allowed to say who the inductees are, but I've had the chance over the last 2 days to speak with all of them and get some really fun inside stories on their careers. And so I'm really looking forward to Thursday night. And I just get so inspired just by doing the research on the inductees. And then I get a chance to talk to them. And it's one of the best events I do, and I'm so fortunate to be involved.
Okay, so we don't know who you're talking to yet, correct? Like, that's still much up in the air?
I think they find out tomorrow. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain, I believe the inductees are going to be introduced. But I do have some inside knowledge just because I got to get some research done for my panel on Thursday night. But it's like every year, I stand up on stage and I say, how are these people, how are they not already in the Canada Sports Hall of Fame? And it's a wonderful group. And the key to this group is not what they've done just their athletic careers, but I think post their athletic careers, it's really tremendous.
Okay, so basically what you're telling us is that the class of 2019 is going to be announced tomorrow for Canada Sports Hall of Fame, and then you'll be the first person to sit down and do a conversation with them.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Thursday night, we have the, I can't remember what day it is.
It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, I'm with you.
Yeah, and we have a great panel discussion where I just get to kind of pick their brains and let them tell their stories. And every year, the crowd is just in awe. We moved it up to an hour and 15 minutes this year because we never seem to have enough time. And like, honestly, I'm just so inspired all the time. It the stories and the adversity and what these amazing people have done as builders or as athletes. It's sometimes you don't even know the stories. And when I get a chance to talk to them on the phone, you know the stories that are out there on the internet and the main, you know, news stories about them, but you don't know those little things that got them to where, you know, they got to. And, you know, those are the things I try to pull out of them tomorrow night. And it's really emotional. It's really fun. It's really emotional. And honestly, and I'm totally biased, obviously, but it's one of the best events I've ever been involved in.
Now, you are, of course, an honored member at Canada Sports Hall of Fame. So you are now going to have new company join you. Just a thought on what it means to be one of the honored members.
Yeah, you know, I remember right when I retired, there's usually a 4-year waiting period. And I didn't even think about going into Canada Sports Hall of Fame. Like, it didn't even cross my mind. And I got a call soon after I retired that they, you know, they were going to put me in. And, I was just, you're kind of blown away by it. And then you get a chance to kind of do some research on it and all the other builders and great athletes that are in it. And you're just sort of pinching yourself thinking, what the heck am I doing in here? And, get a chance to go and visit. Anytime my dad comes to visit, that's the first place he wants to go, is Canada Sports Hall of Fame. And I get a chance to just go. I was there yesterday and I was checking out some of the innovation of hockey stick exhibits. And, you know, I just love to read all the stories. And so to be sort of part of that club, if you will, you can't really put it into words. It's pretty humbling for sure when you see who else has been in there. And there goes the buzzer. Can you hear it?
No, we didn't hear it.
Right, the whole? Here it is. It's going off behind the scenes. But that's okay. I'm good.
That's good. Actually, we can kind of hear in the background. That's awesome. It is a pretty cool facility, hey? Like, if you've never been to Canada Sports Hall of Fame, we say it all the time. Go out there, get to Canada Olympic Park, and check it out, because it is a really unique and pretty one-of-a-kind place.
It is. It's funny. Like, yesterday, I looked at a jacket from the 1936 Olympic Games, and I was like, wow, and it's, like, in pristine condition, and, you know, of course, they have the little plaques that tell the story, and it's a great place, you know, especially on a nice day, even, but on a rainy day, to bring your kids down, and there's some interactive exhibits and, you know, things to do. And it's a pretty private facility. Like, usually when you go there, there's not a ton of people there. So you kind of get the whole place to yourself. And it's a really unique experience. It'd be great for the whole family. And I just go from time to time, sometimes when just to get inspired, I just kind of walk in and I use my Hall of Fame inductee, you know, card, and I just say, hey, I'm just going to walk in the hall here and check things out. And I always leave just kind of amazed at the stories and the new things I learn when I go.
So with Cassie Campbell, who is with us from Sportsnet, an honored member of Canada Sports Hall of Fame, she will be the panel host for the Inspire Canada Museum Gala tomorrow. If you want more information about tickets, go to sportshall.ca. So, okay, tell me a little bit more about the actual event itself. Gets going at 5. Your part goes about an hour 15, and Dave Kelly's the MC, correct?
Yeah, this is a new feature we have this year. We brought Dave Kelly in, and as we all know in this city, he's just so funny, and he just educates himself and does a good job doing the research ahead of hand. And I'm really excited. I'm a huge fan of him, and that's just a little wrinkle we added this year. And basically, it's a dinner and gala, but the main feature are the inductees and our little panel discussion. And honestly, everyone just wishes it could go on and on and on. We wish we could have more time. And every year we say that we need to find more time for the inductees. And so this year we found 15 more minutes, which is good. And it's worth the price of admission, the whole hour and 15 inductees and telling their stories. It's just so much fun. I can't even describe it. They're just great stories to hear and inspirational people.
And so you're not going to give us any hints about who the inductees are. You're going to be a good soldier.
No. Yeah, I'm sworn to secrecy. I even had to sign a document. So
okay.
This is
okay.
And I can't even give you a hint.
Athletic, strong, coordinated people.
Yeah. Successful
gifted.
Winners.
Gifted is the word.
Probably some winners. Yeah, that's okay. That's the best you can do for hints. Cassie Campbell's with us. Okay. Before we let you go, I do got to ask you a couple questions about the postseason, because we know who's playing for the Stanley Cup now. Just your thoughts on the Blues winning 3 straight to turn a 2-1 series deficit against the Sharks into a 4-2 series win. The Blues off to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, you know, adversity, right? And you watched after that glove hand scenario and what happened and just the way that they were able to turn their game around and just kind of play some of their best hockey and the adversity that they faced all year. I can't say it enough. I think if you're going to be a championship team, you need to face adversity throughout the year. And I know we watched it here where maybe our Flames sort of, you know, faced that one game, the 9-1 loss to Pittsburgh. But I think that hurts them in the end where they didn't face enough adversity as a group. And I think you're seeing why the St. Louis Blues are arguably the favorites going into the final, just because nothing seems to faze them. And but it's going to be good. I mean, you think of Boston, you know, the veteran presence that they have, and I think this is going to be one of the best finals we've seen in a long time.
The Bruins have been they've been off for a while. The series doesn't start until Monday. They won last Thursday, so it's going to be a week and a half or more between games for the Bruins. Good thing or bad thing at this time of year?
You know, I always look at rest as a good thing. I really do, and I think the first game, you know, you might see a little bit of rust and a little lack of intensity, just in the sense that you can't duplicate that game kind of presence in a practice. But that's going to be Bruce Cassidy's challenge, is, you know, how much rest to give guys, especially this time of year where, you know, all of them are pretty much hurt, and at the same time, you know, how to push them. And that's where you rely on your strength and conditioning coaches and, you know, the physio guys and the guys behind the scenes that really help these NHL teams, is, you know, how much can I push these guys and how much do I need to rest them? And I mean, you know, you guys know the detail that goes into the heart rate monitors and everything. It's like a science now. So But I think that's Bruce Cassidy's biggest challenge, and you'll see it in the first game, if any, just a little bit of rust.
So who do you got? You got the Blues over the Bruins? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah,
is that what I'm hearing?
I do. I have St. Louis, and you know, I love the top line of the Bruins. I think maybe that's a little bit of an advantage to them, but I do like the depth that the Blues have up front a little bit better than the Bruins, and I just think adversity goes a long way. And you know, one of the question marks will probably be the goaltending, Rask versus Binnington, but I just Binnington really, you know, he's faced adversity too, and he just seems to continue to play his best games when they need him the most. And, you know, that could be really the difference maker in the series.
Okay, one final thought on the NHL, then we'll wrap it up with the back to the gala. But just a thought, you've covered the Flames all year long. You've been around this team for most of the season. The Flames go out in five games in the first round. Very disappointing. It's been about a month. What's key for the Flames this offseason? What do you have your eye on? What are the things that you're watching for this summer when it comes to the Flames?
You know, it's funny. I kind of said this before the playoffs, that I was worried about maybe how light the Flames were for playoff hockey. And, you know, I think they need a little bit more of an edge. And I don't think they need to tinker too much. I think a big lesson was learned in this playoff, but I think they need to get some sandpaper. And, you know, we all know they tried to bring Ryan Reeves in, and, you know, I'm sure a guy like Michael Haley was maybe on their list at some point during the season when San Jose put him on waivers, and just guys like that. I think guys that bring a little bit of sandpaper that, you know, can add to your fourth line. That's a line that the coach can put out and kind of get some offensive zone time, not necessarily scoring, but offensive zone time, and just that bring an edge. I think that was something that was really missing from the Flames in the playoffs.
Cassie Campbell's with us. You will be at the Inspire Canada Museum Gala tomorrow. Just one more thought on the gala. You can go to sportshall.ca if you're looking for information, tickets, etc. Tell us one more time about the gala tomorrow and why it's such a big deal.
Yeah, you know, we're raising money for the education programs at Canada Sports Hall of Fame that, you know, go all across the country and are accessible with all of the schools and all the kids across the country. So just really important. And I think lastly, just to thank Phil Bernard and her staff for what they've been able to do, and my fellow co-chair, Heather Culbert, who does so much in this community. And honestly, like, I've really tried to streamline my charity events over the last couple of years, and this is one I will always put on my calendar. And it's a great thing, obviously, the Canada Sports Hall of Fame. It's an educational tool. It's so much great history, great people, great builders, great athletes. And tomorrow, it's going to be a really fun night, Thursday night.
Good stuff, Cassie. Go back to, you know, being a mom and doing the school pickup. Sorry we were late. Thanks for accommodating us. You're the best.
Yeah, just so you know, I got the backpack thrown at me, and now she's playing at the park. So all's good in mom land.
You didn't get the hug, hey?
No, I didn't get the hug today. So anyway, it's too much fun. I would have done the same.
Good stuff, Cass. See you tomorrow.
Okay, take care, you guys. See you back.
Cass Campbell.